Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today we are joined by an outstanding filmmaker. It's Paul Wittenberger from Framing the World Studios, and his film, it's a multi-part film called COVIDland. It's a bombshell series, and we're going to be showing it to you for free coming up on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, and all three parts. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love this. Paul joins us right now to talk about the film. Welcome back, Paul. It's great to have you on. We love your films. Our audience loves your films, and they're going to love this one as well. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. I think your audience is going to love this series. It is, in my opinion, the best series I've ever done. For those of you who don't know who I am, I have produced 12 feature-length films so far. I worked with J. Edward Griffin a long time ago and Alex Jones with What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, Fluoride Poison on Tap that you guys sell at Brighteon University. But this film, COVIDland, this series of three films, is really just... I love how everything is laid out in a clear, concise way. If you look at the series, this is how they're laid out. And I just want to tell the audience about this. The first episode here is COVIDland, the lockdown. And then the second one is COVIDland, the mask, which we go over the mask and all the health effects of the mask. And then the final one is COVIDland, the shot. So all of them are pretty self-explanatory. We really just go through the whole series, first with the lockdown, showing that this whole clown world COVID hoax was just that, a hoax from the beginning. And then we go into the mask, all the health effects, and then the part three, it gets into the shot, which I believe is just is so powerful. And I can't imagine anyone walking away from this series and saying, oh yeah, let's trust the government. Let's go get our vaccine. It's not gonna happen. It is a powerful series that we produce with InfoWars and Rediscover Television back in 2021, 2022. So I'm super excited to get it here on BrighteonUniversity.com.
We're thrilled to have you allowing us to publish your films and to help even merchandise them. So folks, you can watch the film for free, all the parts for free, but you can also support Paul's efforts and support our platform by purchasing DVDs or digital downloads if you choose to. That's up to you. The place to register to watch this, and it begins on June 24th, by the way. That's a Saturday, and that's when it starts airing part one. And you can register at brightu.com. It's just the letter U. It's B-R-I-G-H-T-U. I've got it up on my screen here, although it's showing currently a previous, a different documentary that's running right now called Tiptoe to Tyranny by Chris Harrigan. That's what's running right now. But if you go to brightu.com, you can register to watch any of the films that will register you, and it will get you in to watch COVIDland as it begins on June 24th. And then June 27th, a few days later, is part two of your docuseries, Paul. And then I believe July 1st is part three. So all three parts available during that roughly that week, and I think it's going to be life changing for people. What are some of the reactions that you have already from those who have seen the film, Paul?
It's been really exciting to hear people's reactions because I've gotten a whole host of different reactions, but all of them have been very positive. A lot of people say, you know, going into this film, oh, I know everything about COVID. But, you know, most people walking away from this are like, wow, I'd never seen those video clips before. A lot of this information I did not know. So I think it is a very educational tool. One of the things that makes this film unique is that we really did a good job at archiving everything as it happened. The film, it's these three films. It takes up 128 terabytes worth of information. We not only traveled around and got 50 different interviews from a bunch of different people.
Wow, 50 interviews.
Yeah, including Del Bigtree, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, G. Edward Griffin, Alex Jones, Ty Bollinger, Peggy Hall, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Alex Newman, Dr. Eric Naput. I mean, a lot of different people we interviewed, and And also, we really did a good job at trying to archive everything before it was deleted from the internet. And so I think what's so cool about this film is you see all these news clips and all these scientists talking in high quality. And none of this stuff can be found, or not none of it. A lot of the stuff is no longer available online.
Wow, and so, because of all the censorship and scrubbing, huh?
Right, yeah. So that's what's so cool about this film is to see it all. And it makes you mad. I mean, when you watch this, the first Covalent, the lockdown, it brings you back to that time where you're like, oh, you're remembering all these things. And then the mask, you just get infuriated by, you know, all the people that made you enter into the store with the mask. And so I think it's a very powerful series, and I've gotten a lot of great comments and feedback about the series. But I'm shocked how many people have still yet to see it. So that's why I really encourage people to go and get the free. You can get it on Brighty on You, see it free, buy the DVD for your friends and family, and support the series, guys.
Yeah, and let me mention, by the way, if you're anxious to just get this right now, folks, I think you can. Is it just covidland.com? Does that go to your website? Mm-hmm. All right, so covidland.com. Where you can buy the DVD set right now. And this is the historical record, I think, of what really happened, what went down during COVID with the lockdowns and the masks and the jabs and so much more. And the madness, the shared madness of city councils and governors and mayors and the government just turned everybody into, experimental medical subjects. It was crazy. The world lost its mind. And to some degree, we're still living through, obviously, a lot of artifacts of that, and it's all documented in this film. So, yeah, you can get it directly at covidland.com right now, or you can register to watch it for free at brightyou.com coming up. But, Paul, looking back at this, in hindsight, isn't it truly astonishing how insanity spread faster than the virus?
Right. It was
or all the virus, whatever they're calling the virus, I should add.
Right, and it was all done through fear. Fear was a huge motivator in all of this, especially the mass. And I think a good quote that was made in the 1700s by Edmund Burke, it says, "No passion so effectively robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear." And it holds so true today as it did in the 1700s when it was written. Fear is one of the main reasons they use to control the population into locking down and closing their church. And, it worked amazingly well. I was shocked at how everyone just rolled over and went along with all these draconian lockdowns.
Yeah, me too. And you just read a quote from Sir Edmund Burke. But, another quote that he's famous for is that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And we saw that happening in spades from 2020 through today. Good men and women standing by and being apathetic to it or going along with it in the hospitals. Murder by ventilators, murder by denying people access to ivermectin and so on. And a lot of people made money from that. The hospitals got paid off. Doctors got bonuses based on the number of people they killed in their hospitals. Does part three of your documentary look at some of that?
Part one goes through a lot of the deaths of people in the hospitals. And part three, again, goes through all the people dying from the vaccines.
Right.
It's a long segment that's just amazing. It just goes through injury after injury after injury. And that's why I said earlier, I can't imagine anyone watching this and watching all these injuries that they would go get this vaccine. But, people went out in droves to get this vaccine. The CDC released, and this is some pretty powerful statistics that the CDC released in May 10th, 2023. So just a little bit ago, 81% of the population got the shot, that got the first dose of the vaccine, 81%. And if you look at 65 and up, 95% of people 65 and up got the vaccine, which is it's hard to comprehend that that is so high, but it just shows you how they really put fear into the elderly, and they just went right along with it. 70% of the U.S. population got two doses. 70%. That is wild to me that that many people, especially with all the reports coming out of the injuries and the harm that this shot is causing, that 70% got the second dose. And in the elderly, 65 and up, 94% got the second dose. So it is unbelievable to me how many people just went along with this whole thing. And almost 100% of people wore masks. I mean, I would walk into the store. I'd be the only one with the mask on, or without a mask on in a store. The people at the front door didn't even know how to handle me because no one did it. Everyone just complied, went along with it. And that's what really led the way to the vaccine, these mandatory vaccines, is the mask. Without the mask, I don't think they would have been able to achieve what they did with the vaccine. And
we should call it mask hysteria. I mean, that's really what it was, mask hysteria. And yet we still haven't been brought back to rationality. It seems to me like the powers that be could easily pull this whole thing off again, and the vast majority would go along with it. And you know they're doing exercises for more pandemics. They're working on more surprises, the Fauci special freezer edition, whatever bioweapons they have there, they're cooking up. And they roll this thing out again, and probably half the population goes right back to the same thing. Like, oh yeah, let's lock down again. Let's wear masks again. Let's jab again. Let's socially isolate our children again. It's bonkers. How do we get to this point where we're living among such obedient sheeple?
Right. And everyone's sick of talking about COVID at this point. They're like, yeah, we get it. We don't want to talk about it. But, people need to understand that this is still a big issue that people need to pay attention to, because even though it's done now, I mean, they could make this all come back immediately.
Yeah, Paul, they're going to look. One of the things I'm pretty sure they're going to do is they're going to roll out climate lockdowns. Right. So it's the same model, but a different excuse.
Right. The infrastructure is all in place.
Right.
Everything is ready to go. And that's what COVID really achieved, is it got all the infrastructure in place to do all these draconian measures and go even farther next time.
Well, you'll have another movie in a few years called, Climate Lockdown Hell Zone, episodes 1 through 7, just documenting all the people that starved to death in their own apartments because of climate lockdowns, sadly. But you're right. They built an infrastructure. They're still building the quarantine camps in many states. They've built the technology to track your movements, your location, who you've been close to. I saw a story recently about a grocery store in the UK that no longer allows you to enter the store unless you scan a QR code at the door so that the store knows your identity before you're allowed in. And it's not hard to realize that at some point you scan and they say, no, you're not allowed because your social media says something that we don't like. Maybe you're criticizing vaccines. Not allowed to shop here. Like, that's coming too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in part 3 of this series, COVIDland, The Shot, The Truth About the COVID Vaccine, we go heavily, the last third of the movie goes into these vaccine passports and how, they did limit people from participating in society for the not having that COVID shot. And, that stuff is gone away now, but it is coming back, and it will come back.
Yeah. 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 Clearly. I mean, the tyrants have only been emboldened by all of this. All right. So first of all, let me just remind people again, if you want the film right now, you can go to COVIDland.com, or you can watch it for free on BrightU.com. Currently, again, we're showing the trailer to another film, Tiptoe to Tyranny, but coming up soon, next few days, this will change to COVIDland, and you'll be able to watch COVIDland part 1 beginning on June 24th. And then part 2 runs June 27th. Part 3 is July 1st. All free to watch with registration, with the option to purchase digital downloads or DVDs of the film. And of course, that helps support Paul Wittenberger and his studio, as well as our platform. Framing the World Studios right here. I've got your website up here, Paul. Framing the World. You've done a lot of amazing work. I mean, Fluoride, Babylon, USA, a lot of other films. Pretty amazing stuff. I mean, has this changed? It had to have, but has it shaped your view of the world in ways that you did not expect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all thought after 9/11 that was the main thing that really shaped the world. But I mean, after 2020, I mean, 9/11 seems like nothing now. How they really took a giant leap forward for global government is unbelievable. And I am a Christian, so I believe that there is a higher power and that this beast system is being implemented. And so I think that they use this whole COVID hoax as a main tool to get global governance set up.
So then where do you think this is headed? I mean, is there a final showdown chapter yet to come that we're about to witness? The final mark of the beast dominance effort?
Yeah, I mean, the full global government hasn't happened yet. So I do believe that things will get a lot worse before they get better.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end, we do win, but it's going to get bad. And I don't see the world getting better, which is unfortunate.
Right. And actually, it's in your face now, the demonic influence, the transgenderism, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the exploitation of children. It's all in your face now. I mean, there was a transgender waving his boobs around, or her boobs. He thinks he's a her now. Waving her bare boobs around on the White House lawn the other day as part of the transgender celebration. I mean, they've turned Washington, D.C. into a tranny circus, basically, is what's happened.
Yeah, it's a joke now.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the world is laughing at us. But Satan is laughing and smiling, perhaps, like, oh, finally, I conquered the government. The whole government's now in... The state has become a transgender state. And they're just pushing, which makes no sense. It's got nothing to do with government, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really does feel like the end of the U.S. at this point. And it's so sad. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to make this series is to be a reminder for people. You know, you can look back on these movies and see how they achieved all these practices. And so that's why I do encourage people to get a copy for yourself, get a copy for your mom and your dad. I mean, 95% of the elderly, like I said, got the shot. So 95% of the population needs to go out and see this so they don't take another shot. It's so
yes.
Vital that they know the truth about these issues and that they're not deceived again.
And getting back to that, in fact, your film COVIDland, do you feel vindicated in some way by the fact that so much has come out since you made the film? I mean, it's difficult to make a film on a topic that's moving so quickly, right? But since you made this film, we've seen so much more evidence about deaths and disabilities due to the shot and the problems with masks and the even published scientific journals talking about neurodevelopmental disorders in children who are forced to wear masks and lack social skills and so on. Do you feel like you've been at least partially vindicated by what's come out since then?
Yeah, I mean, there's no part of the movie that has been debunked or anything. There's a lot of articles out there trying to debunk the movie, but I mean, they're all ridiculous. None of them are actually talking about any of the facts that we present in the movie. And so, yeah, I feel like the movie's spot on even today.
Well, that's really critical. And I would remind folks that one reason to have this on DVD is because it's burned into a polymer. It's burned into plastic discs, actually, where it's very hard for the globalists to censor that. They can't digitally erase it. I mean, they can take movies off of of Amazon, or, you know, they can take them down from YouTube, but they can't reach into your house and take your physical DVD discs away, right? That's why it's important to have stuff on DVD.
Right, and you can't upload this to YouTube. It'll immediately get pulled down. I mean, there's no, they don't, won't allow any of these episodes on YouTube or on any of the mainstream platforms. And so the only way you're going to see this is places like InfoWars, Brighty on You, Rediscover Television, places that are not mainstream.
Right.
I mean, we need to go back to physical copies of things. And I know a lot of people feel like DVDs are outdated, but this is a physical copy that cannot be censored. You can get a copy, burn it, hand it out to your friends, get the message out, just like they did back in the day with tapes. I remember when my grandpa got this Clinton Chronicles DVD or VHS, he would make copies of this thing and send them out to all of his friends. And we need to get back to that stuff, physical copies and spreading this information out there, because all of this digital stuff can just be deleted like that. And so it's very important to get physical copies into people's hands and get them to watch them.
Yeah, also, I agree with that. And I want to add that even, you know, hard drives, there's a natural degradation of the magnetic bits that store data on hard drives, whereas optical media, such as DVDs, they're the best media for long-term storage. I mean, a DVD will last 100 years. A hard drive will not last 100 years, by the way. No hard drive will last 100 years. They lose about 1% of their data every year just sitting around, but they do have parity bits, which helps restore lost data. I'm not going to geek out on people, but optical is the best way to actually store data. So long-term storage. All right. So Paul, I know you're working on some other films. You're probably not ready to talk about them yet, but will you have more to share with us maybe later this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea for this series was originally supposed to be a 5-part series. We did release the first 3 parts, and unfortunately, with InfoWars, with all the lawsuits and stuff, they had to they were advised to step away from this project, and so we're no longer working on those last 2 films with InfoWars. But I do want to complete them eventually, because the last 2 parts were the most important parts, in my opinion. It was supposed to get into the propaganda and then the Great Reset, what the final end game is. And so hopefully I do want to make those final 2 films eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great to hear. And we really hope that you make those additional films or additional parts to this film to kind of wrap it all up. But you know, it's almost like that segues into another set of films about the Great Reset, Mark of the Beast, global domination, or a global scientific dictatorship that's being rolled out right now. I mean, it's like there's no end to the insanity that is begging for filmmakers to come document it. Like you're never going to be out of work, Paul. That's for sure. They're cooking up something.
There's so many topics I want to do, but I'm just like, I'm one person. I have to. Takes me at least a year to make a film, so
wow.
Around a year or so, I need to really have a passion for it, stick to it. So I only can pick one a year, and then once that's done, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, I hear you. It takes a lot of time and energy to do a film, but you're among the very best out there, Paul, and really appreciate you. And any final thoughts you want to share with our audience before we wrap this up today?
Well, I just, you know, I have 6 kids, and I think it's important to get this information out to people, whether it's about COVID or, fluoride or all these issues. You need to educate your children and raise them to be like you, raise them to believe like you, because the world out there is doing its best to program them into their worldview. And so I just really encourage people to talk to your kids and explain to them the issues that you believe in, because, I mean, with the way the world is going right now, it's scary. And it's scary to see what the future might hold for them.
Yeah.
And so it's important that they're aware of these things and these issues. So, but I appreciate you, Mike, for letting me come on the program today and talk about this series. I do believe it's important. I believe that everybody out there should get a copy of this just to support it. If I know you might know everything, just get a copy, support the series so we can keep making these kind of films in the future.
Yeah, well said. And also, if you even if you don't need to know this yourself, there's probably somebody in your circle, family member, right, coworker, friend, maybe a child, a relative, that needs this information. This might be a great format for them. You know, get it, tell them, hey, watch it over the July 4th holiday and it'll change your world. But, or you start on June 24th at brightyou.com, right? They can watch it for free and see if they like it. But the series is free to watch. Again, you can go to covidland.com. You can get the DVDs there right now, or you can go to brightyou.com and you can register. Here it is, brightyou.com. You just register there, click to watch, and put in your name and email, and you'll be able to watch COVIDland starting June 24th. Again, at no charge. And Paul, I just want to thank you again for working with us on this to help get your film out to many more people, changing lives for the better. I know that's what drives your motivation and passion for all of this, and ours as well. And we look forward to seeing what else you do in this space, part four, part five, maybe someday. But what you've done already is extraordinary. So thank you for sharing your time with us today.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. And folks, I don't know what to say. Paul's a true American hero, or hero for humanity in making this film. Definitely support his work and this film. And you can also, by the way, repost this interview, as always, on other platforms or channels. You have our permission to do so. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform, where you notice we did not censor ourselves today on purpose. We tell the truth right here on Brighteon.com. Thanks for watching, and take care, everybody. Don't miss it. June 24th, it begins, COVIDland on Brightyou.com. Take care, everybody. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. And if you don't yet have our coconut oil or our coconut water powder, you got to check it out. This is available now at our store. I've got some on my desk here. All the products that we sell like this, the nutritional products, are, of course, laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate, as well as microbiology. So you know you're not getting something that's, you know, contaminated with salmonella or E. coli. We do all the testing in-house. We do the most extensive testing of anybody in the world. Now, coconut oil has a very long shelf life. It has a multitude of uses in personal care. And also, by the way, did you know you can clean your firearms with coconut oil? It's both a solvent and it's a lubricant for firearms. You can even use it as a household lubricant or for personal health and skin care or making your own salves or other remedies. So it's a multi-use survival and preparedness product. Plus, you can just drop it into smoothies and enjoy a very delicious coconut smoothie. The coconut water powder is great for travel because it's lighter weight. That's on the left side of your screen there. And when reconstituted with water, it tastes absolutely delicious. So check out our coconut products. Here's, if you go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and you just search for coconut milk powder, you can see some of the milk powder products we have there. And oh, these are almonds and this is cashews, but the coconut milk is right here up top. We have that in stock right now. HealthRangerStore.com, and we thank you for your support.